Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Hi, this is Mitch from UBC Swing Kids reminding you to come out swing dancing with us this fall. We offer lessons, workshops, and social dances in both Lindy Hop and West Coast Swing, two outrageously fun partner dances. Not sure if swing dancing is right for you? Come check out our first week of classes for free on Wednesday, September 30th. You don't need a partner, all you need to bring are your two left feet. This year we have some exciting new classes and workshops, so even if you've taken lessons with us before, make sure to check out what's new by visiting our webpage. You can find it by Googling UBC Swing Kids. That's UBC Swing Kids, your on-campus source for Lindy Hop and West Coast Swing.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
What is that? I know what that is. Music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
And good evening. Welcome to another episode of Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And tonight is our third anniversary. This show has been on for 3 years and counting. And boy, time certainly does fly. I'm not sure how many episodes that makes. But while I work that out with a calculator, I'll just point out that tonight, what we'll be doing is continuing on with our Story of Motown series that we've been doing all year, every month, to celebrate Motown's 50th anniversary. I think if they're celebrating an anniversary and Shake a Tail Feather is celebrating an anniversary, I think, well, it doesn't get better than that. And yes, thanks to all the people I've heard from by phone, by email, and other ways over the past few years. It really it makes a huge difference to know that folks are listening and they're appreciating the show. And so we'll just keep right on cooking. We just heard Junior Walker and the All-Stars with Pucker Up Buttercup from the Complete Motown Singles Volume 7, 1967, and that's the year we're focusing on tonight, as much of it as we can do, and whatever we don't get done tonight, we will continue next week. The number here is 604-822-2487. My name is Jason, and we will move on now to yet another song from that particular year. We will go throughout the year. I will be playing some stuff you may have heard from Motown's series of hits from their Detroit years. And as well as I've been doing, I'll be throwing in some stuff you may not have heard just to kind of round things out. And I'll be providing you with, I guess, what in this business they call enrichment, which is some backstory to some of the songs, how they were put together, what they were about, the artists who did them, and maybe even some chart information as we're going along, whatever kind of makes sense. It was a pretty crucial year, actually, not just for Motown, but for the city of Detroit, within which they were based. The riots in Detroit happened that July, and that was not too far, that neighborhood was not too far from where Motown's headquarters were based at that particular point. It had a huge impact on the entire city. In fact, if you visited Detroit, even today, you would still see the scars from that particular situation and a riot that took place over 5 days in July of that year. And it got the Motown brass thinking about moving their headquarters elsewhere. They moved downtown, for starters, but they had offices in other parts of the country, in particular in Los Angeles, and I think they started to eye Los Angeles after 67 because more and more of the entertainment industry was moving out there, and that included music. I think the events of this year certainly got them thinking that way. A lot of internal pressures as well. Of course, this was the year that Florence Ballard was let go from the Supremes, and depending on whose version of that story you've read up on or heard about, many different things went into that decision, and so on. So there was a great deal of tension around Motown dealing with that, and a lot of other, basically the conflict between the kind of creative element and the business element, I think, is really what it comes down to. Holland, Dozier, and Holland, the songwriting trio that were responsible for creating a lot of the hits for the Supremes and the Four Tops, left Motown at the end of the year. In fact, they actually stopped working first. They stopped writing any more material, and then they left the label. And almost immediately, the output from the Supremes, the Four Tops, and the Vandellas, all of whom had benefited from Holland, Dozier, and Holland's songcraft, didn't really tank, but the hits weren't forthcoming the way they had been in the previous couple of years. Those were a few things that were going on. So let's get started. This is a song by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and as I look at the liner notes for this particular box set that I'm holding, this seems to be the first year that they were referred to by name as Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, as opposed to just the Miracles. But so a few name changes in the year as well. This is "The Love I Saw in You Was Just a Mirage."
Beautiful, the promise of love was real. Oh, yeah, you only when you're in my arms, darling, when you're in my arms. Ooh, I
got you feeling, feeling, got me rocking and reeling. Oh, I'm crazy about your love, but it's up. Your kind of love, can't get enough.
Ooh, you shake me up, break me up. Every time your lips meet mine, I feel it pounding, pounding, pounding. Ooh, I can't stand it, stand it,
stand it, stand it.
And you love me in your embrace, at breakfast me. You kiss my face, I get a strange sensation. Ooh, and I can't stand it, stand it,
stand it,
ooh,
stand it. Feel it, feel it, it's got me rocking.
And those were the Four Tops, and I Got a Feeling, the B-side of their hit Bernadette, released in February of 67, where it peaked on the R&B charts at number 3 and on the pop charts at number 4. And Bernadette, we heard the promo version, by the way. That was the mix that was sent out to radio stations ahead of the general public release. It sounded a little different, but really it's the same song. And they would do this often, and sometimes in between the promotional version, which was not for sale, and the one that was, they might remix the song and raise some elements in it that perhaps they wanted to be more prominent in the mix. And that was, Bernadette was the third in a trilogy of songs that really were all kind of based on the same style. It began with Reach Out, I'll Be There. Then came Standing in the Shadows of Love, and then came Bernadette. And they all, if you hear them back to back to back, they sound very similar. And they have the same, really the same, they could almost be the same song with three different movements in it. Before that, we heard Martha and the Vandellas. Again, we heard an A and a B side. We heard Jimmy Mac and Third Finger Left Hand. But Jimmy Mac, of course, was the hit. The interesting backstory to that song, it was recorded in March of 1964. It took 3 years to come out. And it was originally written in part as a tribute to Ronnie Mac, who was the gentleman who wrote the Chiffon song, He's So Fine. Not long after that song was a hit in 63, he actually died of Hodgkin's disease. And so there was an award given to him at the BMI Songwriters Award dinner in New York a little bit later that year, and Lamont Dozier, who was already at Motown as a songwriter, was at that award event and heard Ronnie Mac's mother get up and accept the award. and was moved to write this particular song. Well, he called it Jimmy Mac. And he had the Martha and the Vandellas recorded in 64 as a follow-up to In My Lonely Room. But instead, it got kind of shunted aside in favor of Dancing in the Street, which, of course, became their huge hit that year. And if you want to hear that, you can listen to the podcast, which I'll talk about in more detail a bit later in the program. So this one was kind of put aside for a while, and then it wound up on the album by the Vandellas called Watch Out, which came out in time for the holidays at the end of 1966 in a slightly different mix from what we heard. They then brought it in and added some other things like hand claps, and they used the Andantes too. The Andantes were the studio female backup vocalists that were used to kind of flesh out a lot of the songs and give them more more voices. So that's what we heard on that particular one. And before that, we heard Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with The Love in You I Saw Was Just a Mirage. And the Miracles kept on throughout 67 producing a number of hits and would continue over the next few years as well. And I guess an interesting footnote to Bernadette, talking about backup singers and studio singers. It was one of the few songs with just about everybody on staff in terms of house bands and backup singers was in the room at the same time. So you had the Four Tops, you had the Andantes, and you had the Originals, who were actually a singing group. They did record. And of course, you had the Funk Brothers playing the music. So it was the entire studio, the snake pit, as it were, was filled with people for this particular session. And I Got a Feeling became a Northern Soul hit in the UK in the 70s as well. So some of these songs did have an afterlife. It's just past 11. I'm just going to fill in with a couple of announcements, but when we come back, we're going to hear some Chris Clark, actually, and a song called I Want to Go Back There Again. But first, this.
The Advocacy Office provides confidential and free representation, guidance, and assistance to students engaged in conflict with UBC. We advocate for students in preparing and attending formal meetings, hearings, and appeals against the university. Specifically, our office helps students with matters of student discipline, such as cheating, collaboration, or plagiarism, assigned standing, admissions, and financial assistance. We can also assist you in appeals to decisions made by UBC Library, parking, or housing. You are not alone. We're here to help. For more information, call 822-9855 or visit the website at www.ams.ubc.ca/advocacy.
Hey man, this is Big J Magnini. Man, if you want to hear all the great sounds, you got to listen to this cat, man, because this is, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the greatest sound.
You don't treat me gentle like you used to do. Forgetting you, baby, is hard to do, is hard to do. Guided me to the rainbow's end, you took me to a place I'd never been, and then you turned away and you closed the door, leaving me alone like I was before. Memories that I can't erase as I sit and think of that special place. I wanna go back there again.
There's a train leaving here tomorrow, yeah, and I'll be a free man once again. Yes, I will now. I'm so glad I served my time. I'm gonna meet that girl that I left behind.
When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got. When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got.
There were times when each day seemed like a year. Yes, it did now. But the sweet things she said in her letters made the time disappear. Oh, yeah. She said, no other arms will I lay home. Cause in your arms is where I wanna be.
When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got. When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got.
Miss your soul.
repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
And Shake a Tail Feather with you for another half hour on CITR 101.9 FM, also in Vancouver. My name is Jason. The phone number here, by the way, is 604-822-2487. That's for requests. Doesn't have to be for tonight. It can be for a future program. Shake a Tail Feather celebrates its third anniversary on the air tonight, and we're also celebrating Motown's 50th anniversary in existence, and we're covering first part of the year 1967. Tonight, we just heard a fairly lengthy set. We ended with the San Remo Golden Strings. Actually, aside from the Motown House Band, they were members of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. And a song called Festival Time, an album by the San Remo Golden Strings, came out on the heels of this single release, too, from the spring of 67. Before that, hailing from Toronto originally, Ardeen Taylor, who had already written songs and recorded a few singles for Motown over the previous few years. This song definitely had an afterlife. It was called There's a Ghost in My House. It didn't make a huge dent on the American charts. It sort of went under the charts in Canada, but it really had its afterlife in Britain on the Northern Soul scene in the early 70s. That's where folks more or less in venues in Northern England continued to listen to this kind of stuff long after music and soul music changed and started to sound different in the 70s. They kind of clung to this stuff and continued dancing to it. Whole scene developed around that called Northern Soul because it was based in Northern England. But anyway, Ardeen Taylor, There's a Ghost in My House. Before that, the Isley Brothers with Got to Have You Back. The Supremes with a song called The Happening, the last song to be released with Florence Ballard still being a member of the group. Not long after that, they would do a residency in Las Vegas I think it was the Sands Casino. Don't quote me, I'm going to look that up. But anyway, while they were there, they let go of Florence Ballard and replaced her with Cindy Birdsong, who was a member of Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells group. And lots of differing accounts as to how that was all maneuvered. But anyway, that did happen not long after the song. The song itself was the theme song of a movie called The Happening. The movie itself was pretty forgettable, but the song got into the top 10 anyway. But the Supremes were used to having number one, so it was something of a downturn for them, commercially speaking. Barbara McNair before that, who was still not really a huge commercial success at Motown. She was already an actress and a TV show host. This was the original version of Here I Am, Baby. The following year, in 68, the Marvelettes would do a cover of that would commercially do a lot better. Brenda Holloway before that with Look What You've Done, and before that, The Contours with the B-side called... Let me just flip back here. Yeah, all right, I've got notes. Let me see. Yes, Your Love Grows More Precious Every Day. That the B-side to It's So Hard Being a Loser. I figured I would play the B-side. And before The Contours, Jimmy Ruffin with Give Her All the Love I've Got, and Chris Clark with I Want to Go Back There Again. So that was our set. And again, the number is 604-822-2487. The Marvelettes now doing a cover of the 1963 Ruby and the Romantics hit called When You're Young and in Love.
Spring in the air,
magic everywhere. When you're young and in love, life seems to be
just like the 4th of July. When
CITR podcast update number one.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want, on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Yes, and be kind to show hosts as well. It's 15, well, just shy of 15 minutes, more like about actually 13 minutes left in the program. Shake a Tail Feather tonight, the third anniversary show, and the 50th anniversary of Motown. We're covering the first, I guess, half of 1967. Pira is right behind me or beside me here, ready to take over at midnight with Vampire's Ball until 4 in the morning. And then tomorrow at 8... Steve will be in with the Saturday Edge on Folk music program to take you until midday, followed by Generation Annihilation. So, yeah, something to keep you busy right through Saturday. I myself will be working tomorrow, so I won't have time to listen to the radio, but I trust the podcast will work out okay. And if you want to get to this show and hear podcasts of it, that means you don't actually have to be listening Friday nights. You can listen anytime you want. And the same goes for all the other programs on this station. You can go to CITR.ca, click on a couple different places. You can click on shows and find an alphabetical list of programs, or you can click on schedule and find our program guide and then just choose the show off of the schedule, depending on what time it airs. When you click on the little orange button with the sound waves on it, that's the podcast symbol, you then get access to a page that has a back file of programs. So... tune in and enjoy. We just heard the Four Tops and A and B side, Seven Rooms of Gloom. Sounds an awful lot like There's a Ghost in My House, and I have a feeling it was because Ardeen Taylor's song did not do very well that they decided to take the song and kind of rework it and give it to the Four Tops. Seven Rooms of Gloom at Alternastone was the B side to that. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Lots of people know that song. I played it anyway. Marvin Gaye's career was sagging somewhat at that point. Tammy Terrell's, they were just trying to get her started. She had done some solo recordings for Motown. She had recorded elsewhere before that. But they decided to pair the two of them together. And what a winning combination. For the next couple of years, they would be producing a lot and releasing a lot of singles together. Great chemistry on stage. Although they were only friends, their chemistry on stage was... Quite unique. And yeah, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Before that, The Temptations with All I Need, another really innovative sounding song by Norman Whitfield that they had. And the their songs became more complex around this particular time, too. And before that, The Marvelettes, we started the set off with When You're Young and In Love. That was a cover of the Ruby Romantics soul tune from a few years earlier in 63. So with the time that we've got left, I'm going to... move on to the Spinners. In the 70s, the Spinners would be signed to Atlantic and would become one of the premier soul groups of the first half of the decade. But they started in Detroit, and they recorded a number of things for Motown, and none of them really commercial successes until near the very end. But this was one of their many singles from mid-1967 called For All We Know.
Sweetheart, the night is growing old, and my love is still untold. In every kiss that's never tasted, forever and ever is wasted. For all we know, we may never meet again. Say goodnight until the last minute.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with More Love. And that's it for the story of Motown Part 9A. Part 9B will be next week, and we'll continue from where we left off. Where we left off was with the Spinners, For All I Know. Stevie Wonder with I Was Made to Love Her. And More Love, of course, with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. We'll pick up from where we left off next week, finish out the year 1967 on our Story of Motown series. If you want to hear the back episodes, just go on to CITR.ca and find the podcast under Shake a Tail Feather. And Pyrrha is next with Vampire's Ball, and we'll go out with a Junior Walker and the All-Stars semi-instrumental. I usually try to end and start with instrumentals. Sometimes I do it, and sometimes I'm not so successful. But anyway, this is a number called Ain't That the Truth, and I will see you next week.
Say, man, what's wrong with you?
Oh, man, my woman done left me. Say, man, play me some blues, Jack. Get it, baby. Ain't that the truth?
time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.